98 Cool, today I am so honored to be joined here with Bob Fawcett, former NHLer Rich Sutter, and Raymond Bork. All three of you gentlemen, thank you so much here for joining me today. All of you are here for the Hockey Helps the Homeless, and whoever wants to start, we'll just get started with what exactly is Hockey Helps the Homeless for those that don't know.
Hockey Helps the Homeless was started in the early 90s by a guy named Mike Gartner that played in the NHL for many years. And it's a program that's run across Canada to raise money for the homeless in our country. This is the third year we've held it in Saskatoon, and we support the Food Bank, the Friendship Inn, and the YWCA Women's Shelter. And it's a two-day event with a supper and a draft night on the Thursday night, and then a one-day hockey tournament on the Friday. We hope to hit the $400,000 mark in our third year here, so we're excited about it. We do whatever we can to help the homeless in our community.
And so this is, of course, a cross-Canada event and making a stop in Saskatoon. How many years have you been coming to Saskatoon?
This is the third year we've had it in Saskatoon. We would have had it a little bit sooner, but we had COVID. It's the third year, and hopefully this is an annual event here.
So this year we have Rich Sutter and Ray Bork. Will either any one of you be taking to the ice this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be skating. We look forward to the draft. You know, with the first night's a draft, and the teams raise money. The team that raised the most money gets first pick, and so on, so on. So then you're drafted, and you play three games with the team whoever drafted you, and it's just. It's a good time. The skate is fine, but it's more about stories and just sharing a lot of your experiences and the fun stuff that you had playing hockey in the NHL. And, you know, I mean, we are in Canada, and, I mean, they're so passionate about the game and the NHL. And being around guys that played in the NHL is pretty exciting for them and for us to make their day very special in terms of, you know, what kind of stories and we could share with them and them working so hard and raising money for a great cause, you know, it makes for a great experience.
I can really echo a lot of what Ray said. We live in a country that something like this that is so badly needed in terms of trying to raise funds to make ends meet and try and find ways to make things better for the homeless right across the country. Saskatoon is one of the bigger events on part of this schedule that they do. It's certainly one that I know a lot of people look forward to being part of and taking part of. It is an event that is only, I think, growing in stature and success. It's important that us as athletes and ex-athletes that we find ways to give back. This is one of them, of so many things that I think we do a part of and do a good part of in our country and in the U.S. side as well. So it's an important time. It's important for us to make time and give time. And I find it also very, very rewarding to do it, knowing that our family, we didn't come from a lot ourselves, but you see how lucky we are with our lives and where we are today. I know Ray would say the same thing. It's a bit of a reality check about how this world is and how we are and how grateful we are. And to just be part of, I think, is really important. And also to get to see guys like Ray and the other guys that are coming in, it's a lot of fun also to see those guys as well.
And we were kind of talking off mic here. Ray, this is your first time coming to this event in Saskatoon. Is this your first time in Saskatoon overall?
No, I've came for a couple of dinners, and the first time I came to Saskatoon was World Juniors. So my son's 33 now, so it must have been, 16 years ago? Where the U.S. beat Canada in the finals. It was kind of weird walking around, you know, everything that I experienced hockey-wise internationally was all Canada all the way. And then your kids are born in the States and are raised in Boston and, you know, they end up playing on the U.S. side. So it was funny walking around and having the U.S. have so much success, but I was really proud as a dad watching that. So that was the first time. Then I had a couple of other dinners that I came to Saskatoon for.
And Rich, is this isn't your first time coming to this event for Saskatoon, correct?
No, I've been here since its inception. And, Mark Lepke from the Fund Group and Bob, these guys are, the philanthropic work that they do here, I think, is so exceptional. And their ways of giving back to the community and the success they've had to date says a lot about not just who they are, but the people they surround themselves with, the people that jump on board and help them. Anytime that there's something that's to be done here, I think it's important that I come and help out. I have a son that lives here that played with the Blades, still makes this his home, but works with the Buffalo Sabres at this point. But it's just important that as long as he's living here, that I also learn to give back to this community as well, because it's important. He lives here, and to have these guys as good friends is also important for me to support them.
And this is such a great event to give back to the community, but for the both of you that will be on the ice participating, what does it mean that, you know, you get to be a part of such a good event like this, give back to the community, but even though, you know, you're playing days maybe 20, 30 years behind you, you still get an opportunity to jump back on the ice and have fun, kind of like you both mentioned.
Well, pre-COVID, I'd be skating 40, 50 times in the course of the winter. And, you know, since COVID, you know, it took me really a while to get back onto the ice. And I'm 63 now. And, you know, being off the ice for that amount of time, it was, it took some time for me to kind of find my legs, my sea legs, more or less, and to get my legs underneath me and to feel comfortable again on the ice. And I'm, you know, I'm spending time in Florida now in the winters, and I found this great skate that allows me to go out Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings from 8 to 9 in the morning to get my day started. And it's a great bunch. We're all pretty much the same age, and we got perfect numbers where you could actually go out there, try hard, and get off and rest. So I've been skating for a little over a month now and feeling a lot better than I did in a long time. So I'm enjoying playing again. I feel comfortable. And it's just to go out there and have fun and you know, share your skills, or trying to set up people, or talking to somebody on the bench, my partner on defense, and just talking about hockey a little bit. Where, hey, maybe look for this, or look for me, and or just to try to set them up. You know, hey, just go to the net, put your stick on the ice, and I'll try to hit you right there, bang and bang one in. You know. And you meet all levels players when you play in something like this, and some are really good, and some are just kind of a medium player, and those are the guys that you try to help out there.
I agree 100%. It's all about having fun and sharing your experiences. Some of them with the guys in the locker room, maybe having a cold beverage with them, but basically just sharing yourself with them and me personally enjoying them probably more than they enjoy me at times, just because I love meeting people. I think it's important to give back. I think it's just important to get to know other people and stretch yourself out a little bit in our communities that we all live in and share to be part of.
Just one last thing before we wrap up. Bob, you kind of mentioned the overall goal of $400,000. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but on the website here, it has right now the Saskatoon tournament. You've achieved $121,000 so far. So that overall goal, is that for Canada Cross, or is that just for the Saskatoon tournament?
No, that's just the Saskatoon tournament. And we started out with $100,000, and there's going to be a lot of money spent on draft night, too. I know these guys will be very popular, and people will come. I would want to say something. Scotia Wealth Management has stepped up this year and made a huge three-year commitment as presenting sponsor for this tournament, and that's going to be a real plus. Their money is not in that total yet, and it's a good number. If any fans want to come out and watch, there's no charge for them to come to the rink on Friday at Murdoch's Bellship Place, but if they could bring a non-perishable food item, we'll give that to the food bank.
And if anyone wants to donate, they can go to this website and donate?
Absolutely. And they can even donate at the rink.
That's fantastic. It sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal event Thursday and Friday. I can't thank all three of you guys enough for coming in here. Big hockey fan. I could talk hockey with you guys for hours upon hours, but we don't have the time for that. Bob, Rich, Ray, thank you so much for coming in today, and enjoy the event this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.